The Lord be with you.
With your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Beware of men, for they will hand you over to courts and scourge you in their synagogues. And you will be led before governors and kings for my sake, as a witness before them and the pagans. When they hand you over, do not worry about how you are to speak or what you are to say. You will be given at that moment what you are to say. For it will not be you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brother will hand over brother to death, and the father his child. Children will rise up against parents and have them put to death. You will be hated by all because of my name. But whoever endures to the end will be saved." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So now, today, the first day after Christmas, we celebrate the very first martyr who gave his life for Jesus, and that was Stephen. He was one of the deacons appointed by the apostles to look after the widows and those who were left with no means of support. And also, he was a man totally committed to the Lord. Because he was a follower of Jesus, he was hated. So many people today who are followers of Jesus in different parts of the world, we call them Christians, are being persecuted, not because of any wrong they have done, but simply for the name of Christian. And we're also told that Stephen was put to death. He was the first martyr. And in those days, you were often martyred either by lynching or by stoning. And so we're told Stephen was put to death by stoning. And those who are putting him to death, so to speak, the people with the stones and who had removed their outer jackets, were entrusted to a man called Saul of Tarsus to take care of them and protect their clothing. And that man later became the great apostle, Paul, Saint Paul. And reading earlier this morning, conscious of the time in which we are, and at the moment, instead of things getting better, they seem to be getting much worse, talking about the pandemic and the number of people and the enormous number of people here in the state of California and in the country where I come from, Ireland, it's out of control. And people are worried and anxious, and because of the decision of the president over the weekend not to sign the bill to give people some money, many people today are very, very worried. And families are going hungry. And how sad that must be, especially at this time, Christmas time. And Stephen was one of those people in his time charged with looking after those who were going through bad times and handing out food and clothing and some money if they had it. That was his job. And for that, and for being a Christian, he was stoned. And so this morning, just for a moment, reading the psalm. The psalm at times can be very comforting and very consoling. And conscious of all our worries at the moment and anxieties about the pandemic, be a rock of refuge, a stronghold to give me safety. If you really mean that, be a rock of refuge, a stronghold to give me safety. For Lord, can we say from the heart, you are my rock and my fortress. You are my rock and my fortress. My fortress. You will redeem me, O Lord, because you are always faithful. So into your hands I commend myself. So can I honestly say from the heart that at all times I really trust in the Lord? Well, the answer is yes and no, if that makes sense. I like to think I trust in the Lord, but when I look deeper into my heart and ask myself, do I really, really, deep down, I still like to have some control over my own life and to depend on my own sense and capabilities to avoid things, rather than trusting in the Lord. And that takes away a lot of worry, doesn't it? And anxiety, if you can really place it with a deep, deep trust. And so I suggest today that maybe you probably have time to spare. Hopefully you're not in some store in the middle of a crowd looking for a bargain. Sit down and just meditate or read slowly the psalm in the Mass this morning and see where it applies to you and how you can practice it in your life. Into your hands, O Lord, I commend myself. I know ultimately you will look after me.